For those in recovery, support from friends and family often leads to better outcomes. Here's to those who are essential to helping people find their path to recovery. Visit cdc.gov/stopoverdose for information about treatment options and how to support those experiencing addiction.
It's the most anticipated WNBA season in history.
And you know what that means.
Court is back in session.
Welcome to Queens of the Court, an Odyssey original podcast.
I'm your girl, Cheryl Swoops.
And I'm Jordan Robinson. All WNBA season long, we'll be bringing you interviews with star athletes, analysis on your favorite teams,
and lots of hot takes.
Order, order in the court.
Follow and listen to Queens of the Court on the free Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.
Big thanks to our man, Kyle Madsen. I really do think as this NFL season approaches, we have two of the best football minds in this building, with Kyle Madsen being one and Kenny Caraway being the other.
You think so? I mean, football ain't basketball for me, but, you know, I see what I see.
It's fine. Okay. Just keeping it broad, I'll be more specific.
Cover two defense.
The San Francisco 49ers.
Oh,
I think when it comes to the San Francisco 49ers, you two are the best.
I appreciate
that. By the way, catch all Raider games here.
I'll be watching Raider Nation. Raider Nation, I always think I'll be
well. And no, it's not that. And this is, you know, this is the unfortunate truth. If, you know, if Gardner Minshew was the starting quarterback for the San Francisco 49ers and there was no hope for the Super Bowl and Brock Purdy was looking to lead the Las Vegas Raiders back, you know, mm-hmm. to another Super, the coverage would be a little bit different.
Yeah.
But that's not the case. And my hope is, both of them are good.
Absolutely.
And I really want Antonio Pierce to succeed.
I really like Antonio Pierce.
I'm a little invested in this Raiders team, man, and I want them to do well.
I'm rooting for them. I think the Raiders, I don't know, like I said, we had the conversation with Paul or whatever. He's like, he's a big time Raiders fan.
Paul Marshall, 98 Rock in the morning.
You didn't know he was a Raiders fan, did you?
No, not until you told me.
I also knew, found out he was like in the black hole, season tickets for like 20 years.
Oh, wow.
Might have face paint.
I don't know a lot about Paul, to be honest with you. I mean, all of our interactions have been fantastic, but they have all been relatively short. We've never really had the opportunity to, like, sit down and talk.
Yeah, he was like,
hell, there are people I've worked with 4 years that I'm just now getting to know. Oh, commercial break conversation, remind me.
Oh, it's
yep.
lit.
Yep.
Okay. Yeah, I can't wait, man. That's a short segment right here. Well, Paul was like, yeah, section 103. I was right there. Black hole, south end zone. You know what it is. Da-da-da-da. But guys like him, Raider fans, I feel like I got a little bit more confidence in what the Raiders could be than them. He's like, man, we ain't got no offense. Like, we just not good enough. And I'm like, nah, I don't think the Raiders, everybody agrees they got a good defense. But I understand the question marks. But I think Gardner Minshew's good for five wins himself, right? He can win five games. Then if you can get a couple other games, or maybe you get the right bounces, or maybe there's just a game where the defense goes crazy and wins you some games, I can see them getting, said it yesterday, anywhere between 7 wins to 9 wins.
My concern with, go ahead, Jesse, sorry.
No, I'm just listening right now. I don't have a thought yet.
My concern with Gardner Minshew is, I'll take that. He might be good for 5 wins. I feel like Week 9 and on is the best place to get those 5 wins. When you're starting at week 1, he might be good for 5 wins. Mm. That's my concern. Mm. And I just, again, it's the Sam Darnold thing we were talking about. It's asking a guy who could, it's not a thing in football, but be an effective reliever to now be a starting rotation pitcher. And I'm not like a hater. I just don't think he's very good.
When he went 6-6 with, was it the Jags?
Yeah.
Did he come in midseason too?
I think he started that
season.
I'll look that up.
I feel like he. Who the hell was their starting quarterback? Yeah, was it Blake Bortles?
Might have been the tail end of that if he caught that. Maybe.
Yeah, it might have been that. That would check out because I don't remember him getting hurt that year. Mm-hmm. Because there was a lot of talk about him that offseason, and he was QB1 going into the next season, and I think he started 1-7 or 1-6, or it was something where it was like, this isn't real. And we talk about Brock Purdy. I think that's what some people were expecting with Brock Purdy. This isn't real.
Yeah.
And I don't know.
I'm not going to argue with you or anybody about, no, Minshew's good. Like, Maybe not, right? he might not be good. And even with me saying like, nah, I wouldn't say he's not good. I don't think he's like this franchise quarterback. Like I said, I just said he's probably good for 5 wins. The thing about it with the Raiders and AP and everything is just trying to piece together a season, I guess. Say Gardner can get you 5 wins.
Mm-hmm.
Defense, I need you to get you 2. And then, or get us 2. And then I'm going to work on getting us another 2. You know, I'm just out and coaching, out scheming or whatever. Maybe that's how we get to 9. You know what I mean? I don't know how realistic that is. And if you got to just like piece together that many things to get to 9 wins, that probably tells you that you're in a little bit of trouble. But I don't know. Maybe it's a little ambitious to say they can get to 9. Maybe more realistic is 7-10. But I'm anxious. I'm anxious to see what they can do.
His rookie year, he went 6-6. He played in game 1, but he didn't start. Nick Foles started. And then he got hurt. Yeah. Then he got hurt. Then Minshew came in or whatever, had the season he had. And then, he went 1-7 the next year.
Mm. Heading over to the Chatty House presented by Matthews Mattress, where their massive Labor Day sales event is going on right now. Huge savings on Beauty Rest Black. Huge savings on everything in the store right now. You can save up to $1,200 on select Beauty Rest Blacks and adjustable base sets. Trust me, you want the adjustable base. It is an absolute game changer. It is a perfect addition to your bedroom if you don't have one yet. They've got so many different deals going on. Head over to MatthewsMattress.com. Find one of the 10 locations nearest you. You can take advantage right now during this Labor Day sales event of 60-month special financing with zero interest, with no money down, on approved credit, with equal monthly payments required. If your girl's been telling you it's time for a new mattress, if your significant other's been telling you it's time for a new mattress, whatever it may be, do it now. Yeah. Do not wait. Take advantage of the Labor Day sales event going on at Matthews Mattress right now. Again, MatthewsMattress.com. Find one of the 10 locations nearest you.
The thing I always love, bye by 5. Sleep by 9. They'll remove that old set. They'll get that set out of there.
Our man Scout says, is Minshew better than Fitzpatrick was? And I do not believe that he is.
Yeah, I would say no.
I absolutely do not believe that he is. And I understand why you posed the question. It's an easy one to tie in because we're to stick with the reliever starting pitcher analogy. It feels like Ryan Fitzpatrick's really good when he steps in as a reliever. But when you ask him to be QB1 out the gate, it's like, woo, boy, threw 3. And then the next 13 weeks happen. Yeah.
If Minshew hits the ceiling, then he becomes Ryan Fitzpatrick.
That's right. That's a perfect call.
Yeah.
It's perfect. The big 2 letters in that, though, is I and F. If that man can hit his ceiling, he can be he could be what Ryan Fitzpatrick was, excuse me.
Yeah. Raider fans, just stay locked in.
I don't know what there is to watch for the Raiders tonight. I mean, I can't, no. I didn't know this.
Cowboys games, because Dak Prescott might be a QB next year.
Man. How would Raider fans, asking you, just in the Chatty House, because you're the only ones we could see, how would you feel about that? Like, Raider fans, are you all in on the idea? Hell, we can open it up. Football fans, are you all in on the idea of Dak Prescott potentially being the quarterback for the Las Vegas Raiders? If so, in that division where I think Los Angeles is going to be better, it is the world of Patrick Mahomes. There's a little bit of buzz about the kid in Denver. How do you feel if Dak Prescott is your guy moving forward?
You said football fan, so I'll answer that. I would feel just kind of okay because he'd be an upgrade. He'd be an upgrade.
He'd be a massive.
If you're a Raiders
massive
fan,
upgrade.
If you're a Raiders fan, I feel like you're thinking Super Bowl if Dak comes to your team.
He would be a massive, massive upgrade.
Because he's good enough to get used to the playoffs, and then you figure, all right, well, maybe it didn't work with the Cowboys, but a change of scenery will work here. Like, Dak's a good quarterback. He's top 10. Like, we talk about Dak. He's top 10. Like, he's not Lamar or those guys, but like, he's still really good.
If Dak. No, no, I'm the wrong ass. If Dak,
yes, because much like Kendrick Lamar, you hate Dak Prescott.
That is just false.
That's accurate. You just won't admit it.
Both accounts.
The two things Kenny won't admit.
We need to talk through that. I think you might be cooking there.
And I hate Dak Prescott.
Because you don't hate Dak. You don't hate Kendrick, but like you're not too fond of them. Like you're not like
I am a light years more fond of Kendrick Lamar than I am Dak Prescott.
That just speaks to how much you hate Dak Prescott.
No, just Dak just ain't that good to me. Kendrick is phenomenal. Kendrick is phenomenal. He's one of the best.
This is the last nice thing you said about Kendrick Lamar.
What? Stop it! Don't do that.
Kendrick you can't remember.
Just now, I just said something nice.
Well, that was your out.
And I love listening to him. I love Kendrick Lamar.
Well, you do know all the words to songs that you hate.
To every song I don't hate Kendrick songs, but every song.
No, just one. Yeah, one and a half.
Song played out, man. It's corny, dog. Like it was great. It was great for like what it was trying to accomplish, and he did it. But
to become the biggest record in the country, and that's what it did.
That song corny, bro.
You got
that song is corny. That is not cool. Like, hey, let me put on Not Like Us. That is not. It's not cool.
Okay. Whatever you say.
It's not cool the way people think it is. Like, I'm going to show you I'm hip. I'm going to put on Not Like Us. All right.
Who are you talking to that does that?
All the people who do that thinking it's cool. I'm going to show you here. Not Like Us. All right.
65-year-olds are playing Not Like Us.
They are. And we tapped in. All right.
That's what they're thinking, or they're thinking, hey, let's just go with the song everyone's talking about. Still, 3 months after it came out. Name another song that's lasted this long. There's actually two of them.
Yeah, we still play Like That.
I was going to say, that's the other one. Those are the two records that have lasted that long.
SZA has been playing all year.
Jesus, yeah, you're right. Saturn's never going away.
Hell, and that Doja song's Cat's still playing.
Well, not like that, though. Yeah. Not like those records are. Like they play. Those are called recurrents. Mm-hmm. Those play. Not like those other ones do.
No.
Those joints run.
No, look. Once again, Not Like That is a massive song.
Run that. Give me that again.
Not Like Us.
Okay.
I said Not Like That. Not Like Us is a.
No, I didn't know what song you were.
In life, some days are good, and some could be better. The same is true for recovery. Both take work. Both take adjustments. Finding your path is a key part of your journey, and then it's all about walking it every day. Embrace the good days, the not so good days, and the challenges, and acknowledge how you overcame them. Be open to every part of the journey and welcome it. It's unique, and it's all part of you. Find the path to recovery that works for you. Learn more at cdc.gov/stopoverdose.
It's the most anticipated WNBA season in history.
And you know what that means.
Court is back in session.
Welcome to Queens of the Court, an Odyssey original podcast.
I'm your girl, Cheryl Swoop.
And I'm Jordan Robinson. All WNBA season long, we'll be bringing you interviews with star athletes, analysis on your favorite teams,
and lots of hot takes.
Order, order in the court.
Follow and listen to Queens of the Court on the free Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.
Talking about that was the crazy part.
It's a massive song. At this point, it's a little played out, and it's something that when it goes away for a little bit and you hear it again, you know, randomly, then it'll
well, flip over to 102.5. It's probably on right now. We'll come back. We got a little carried away with Kyle, so we'll come back. We'll get back on track. We'll talk. Let's shift to basketball. I don't think the Dak Raiders conversation can really go anywhere, but let's, with AP not playing key starters tonight, let's move on to a conversation you started a couple of days ago that we really didn't get to sink our teeth into, and it kind of centers around De'Aaron Fox. And another workout video hit the internet yesterday, and I think one small detail might have escaped a couple of people.
Mm.
We'll talk about it. Dealing with Casey return here on Sacramento Sports Leader ESPN 1320. Head over to MattTrician.com. Use the promo code DLO1320 and get 10% off of your order. Whatever supplements you're looking for, whether it's protein shakes, whether it's all day BCAAs, two of my favorite sleep aids, which obviously I didn't take last night given the night that I had. Trust me, they all help. Those craving crushers that I missed yesterday killed me. But they're on point. I'm feeling pretty good today. Again, head over to MapTrition.com. Make sure you're following them across their social media platforms as well. And use the promo code DLO1320. You was tipped someone around something during the commercial break. What is it?
No, I just saw this question on Twitter. It could be whatever. But somebody asked the question, and there's thousands and thousands of responses. They said, what's a scam that's so normalized that we don't even realize it's a scam anymore? And they have some like real serious ones, and then they have some that are just kind of funny. Like somebody said, we buy trash bags to throw it away. Oh, stuff like that. I mean, you know, people talk about insurance or taxes.
Insurance
or something
sucks.
Like that.
Insurance sucks. Most HOAs.
Yeah. I gotta listen to you about how I'm owning my home.
Yeah.
Here's my $90 every month or whatever it is.
Every month. It's like 90. The spot in the Thomas is like 300.
That's crazy.
There ain't no yard. It's
a quarter or a month.
It's a month.
Oh my gosh.
It's no.
No, that should be illegal, bro.
Bro, it's
that should be illegal.
HOAs are the frauds. Oh, this is a good one. Processing fees.
That's robbery.
No, that's
buying tickets for the game, and I'm paying just as much for the fees that I am for the ticket itself.
That is a robbery.
Facts.
Yo, somebody said this. And on surface, it don't sound right. And they said, Kales 916 says tips, like tipping your waiter and stuff like that.
Thank you for clarifying.
But the person was like, yeah, tipping is a scam. It's like, they need our tips because these million-dollar owners won't pay them what they need. You know, he's like, that's a scam.
So here's the thing, though. Waiters, I'm a good tipper. Mm-hmm. DoorDash, all that stuff. My man Vibe Health Bar yesterday made sure my juices got here so I didn't have to drive all to Folsom. I'll pay for that. If I'm walking into the store and you're putting bottled juice in a bag, I'm buying $100 worth of juice to get me through the next 2 weeks. And it's asking, you want to put a 20% tip on that?
Man.
No, you put the juice in. No.
Man,
with
no
all due respect,
time.
Absolutely not.
Yeah, that's not the time to tip.
That is decline. Come on, man.
Do you tip? Well, I don't think you really drink like coffee like that. You tip your barista?
Yeah, but you're right. I don't do that. But yes, I would.
That depends on what's going on, man. Come on, man. When did that start happening?
I'll tip.
Now like, I feel bad because they put it out there, so I'll throw in a tip. But I was like, hold on.
No, that's the thing. Like, I'll tip. Like, I'm pro tipping and all that, but like, stop making me feel like I have to tip you too. Like,
yeah.
like I'll tip you, but like, all this, like, oh, 15% right here. Like, relax. I'll tip you what I got.
Yeah, man. So, that's a good one. Somebody else put in here, this is just awful. Paying for parking. Come on, man. And as you see, I'm so upset with my city. I'm so upset with my city for this. Did you see they're getting rid of free parking downtown on Sundays and after 10 p.m.?
Oh, come on.
Yeah.
I did not.
I want to go fight that. Tell me what we got to do. When we march to the Capitol.
That's why we need to get Dr. Flo in there. This is ridiculous. I'm going to call. We're going to get Dr. Flo back on this show right before the election and make her answer all of our grievances.
Oh, this is a good one too. Vehicle registrations.
Got to pay to register your vehicle.
Why do I have to pay so much?
I don't know if this happens here. It happened in Connecticut and I think Virginia. There's like road fees. Like you have to pay to like drive, like every year you'll get a bill that says, yeah, this is the Virginia roadway, or in Connecticut, they would say this is the Connecticut Bridgeway tax or fee or whatever.
I think they do that in Texas. I've heard people in Texas talking about that. Like, oh, you move here thinking it's so cheap, but you got to pay for it.
Have you ever driven the freeways in Texas?
No.
It is confusing. Mm. They're like, it is not an experience I ever want to have again. It was a lot.
Yeah, there's that. What's the other one I was just about to say this. Oh man, the bridge tolls.
That's tolls.
Ridiculous.
Yeah.
And we get away kind of cheap right now. I know, you know, on the East Coast, New York specifically,
mm-hmm.
it's like $25 to go across mm-hmm. the bridge.
Yeah.
$25 to go across the bridge. And they always talk about, oh, it keeps the first of all.
That George Washington Bridge is a monster.
Man. They well, how about this one? My cousin Ace, when living in Staten Island, he got to go across two bridges.
Mm.
He got to go, I forgot the one he goes across, but then he got to go across George Washington.
The one that leads out of Staten Island. That's where the marathon starts, and I can't remember the name of that bridge either.
And it was $20 a piece. That's crazy. And, like, it's supposed to keep the roads clean or whatever. Potholes everywhere. It's not smooth or nothing like that. I always said this. Look, I'm just trusting the people. Though we in debt and all this other stuff. How much money they making off tolls alone? Think about how many cars go across the Bay Bridge. Aren't there like 6 or 7 bridges in the Bay Area? Think about a weekend. Mm-hmm. Just a weekend.
Mm-hmm.
How many bridges go across, or how many cars go across them bridges?
Mm-hmm. I can't imagine.
At $10 a pop.
San Mateo, Golden Gate, Bay Bridge. Yeah, I can't imagine.
But we ain't got no money. You should have the money off that alone, let alone the taxes you're taking from us.
The taxes are the ones that really piss me off, because the taxes are based off nothing other than what the house sells for. So if you try to get into the house, well, you paid this amount of money. Well, these are the new taxes. Hey, why am I paying taxes on something I already own? Like, hey, you just bought the house. You got to pay taxes on it. Well, that's a racket, but that's fine. No, you got to pay them twice a year.
Man. Buying books in college is a scam, too. They'll have you buying $150
books. Yeah, $400
book.
Yeah,
for a crazy book, I could get $5 somewhere else. Yeah. Shout out to the teachers,
and then
too.
And then they buy it back for $7.
Yeah, man, yeah.
And then there's the teachers out there, too. Yeah, so my book is required for this class, so you got to buy it. All right, pal.
Then they wonder why our asses are out here broke.
I told you about the time I had the Blacks in America class, and we had to get a book on Sojourner Truth, and it was like this big test or whatever. That's one of the first times I met my wife, is we had the same class.
One of the first times?
Well, I had met her, like, at the beginning of the class.
Oh, okay.
But, like, one of our first time interacting, we stayed up all night studying this. She had a book. Guy had another book. I had Sojourner Truth. We had to read the whole book, 300-page book or whatever the case may be. Read it in one night. I go to the test the next day. Not a question on Sojourner Truth.
Oh.
Not a question. So not only did I spend $70 for this $20 book, mm-hmm. but then you have me stressed out reading it all in one.
No, you got to get this one. You got to get the updated edition. You can't use the old one.
And then we're already paying all tuition. But by the way, you got to pay for this English test. You got to take, so we know what English class to put you in so you can graduate. I'm already giving you my tuition.
No free Scantrons either, by the way.
Scantron. Oh. Oh, man.
Nah, but this.
Someone said it earlier. You know what the ultimate racket is.
Huh.
And I in a roundabout way, deal with it. You deal with it. You sports is a racket.
Come on, man. Come on. How about
you sports is absolutely fraudulent.
How about you having to park to go to these games? I got to park, and I got to give you $10 a day for the whole weekend. Come on, man.
Don't play travel ball either.
That's what I'm talking.
That's what I'm saying.
It wasn't always like that either.
Not only is it $2,000 to play travel ball, but you're going to have to figure out how to get to San Diego, Arizona.
Oh, gosh, bro. It ain't going
to Boise. What are you talking about? He's 14. What are you talking about? You going to San Diego for 4 days? 14.
Tripping.
I got a Yankees there? What is this?
They have, and I like the tournament a lot, but they got the Made Hoops tournament. That takes place in the winter basketball tournament. I like the concept. It's good, but ain't nobody funding this, so this is a problem. They go for, I think, 4 straight months. They go to Arizona 1 month, it's in Sacramento another month, L.A. another month, Vegas another month, and then if you make the championship, they go back to Vegas again. And that's before go somewhere for Memorial Day. Then you got to go somewhere in July, and then you got to close it out in Labor Day. Come on, man. It's crazy.
So it's like, no, you got to pay fees to even be on the team, too, at some point.
Oh, yeah. No, that's for sure.
So, yeah, we need $1,000 from you here for little Johnny to play on this team.
Frank says, give the kids a ball and let the janitor ref it. I'm with Frank. I am with Frank.
Oh, man.
Just a mess.
Yeah.
I feel like this whole damn system is a scam.
It is.
You just spent the last 10 minutes talking about how the world's getting over on us.
Yeah, and what are we going to do about it?
Pay this $6 a gallon
like
gas?
Ric Flair said, nothing or like it. That's it.
Guess what? I hope my tags came in because I just paid them.
Well, so did mine.
Didn't even think twice. Just
Oh, and don't forget, it's not a universal cost for a car registration. The newer your car,
come on, man.
The more registration, the more it costs on your registration.
I was so hot when I saw it. And then, this is another little racket too that they do that really pisses me off. If you don't get the registration in the time frame, then it's another $50 for the next 30.
Oh yeah,
bro, what?
Yeah. I just love.
How are you broke? You know, how are you broke?
I just love the idea of I own the same car for 11 years. Not a lot of people do that. I own the same car for 11 years. Registration at this point was like, it was still relative. It was like $200. You know what? I've had this 100 somewhat, driven it across the country multiple times. I think it's time for a new car. Pay for the new car.
Yeah.
Well, here's your registration, and it's $650. All right, you can kiss my ass. You can go to hell.
Food's expensive. Eggs are $5 again. What's going on with the chickens? Why is it always so expensive now? Why are these eggs so expensive now?
Yeah, y'all thought them stimulus checks was free.
Oh, man.
Oh, we got 12. Oh, well, some people got $1,200. Yeah, okay. How much did it cost you? How much them stimulus checks? You thought... Let me be clear. I don't care who the president is. You thought the government was giving you that out of just, we're concerned about our citizens? No. You're going to pay for that over the course of time. Those $5 eggs that started at $3 became $3.50, $4, $4.50, $5, $7. You pay for everything. Nothing is for free.
This is what being a baller is like. I don't want it. I don't want to pay these prices anymore.
They're going to get their money. The other thing that I realized during the pandemic, like we all kind of learned, is, and we're seeing it happen, right, is, and I see this really with the state more than anything. Like our job, I think our job works best with us being here, right? But during the time, people figured out how to live life and work, you know, at home. They didn't have to be there 5 days a week.
Yeah. Some people still exercise that.
It's still Monday, Wednesday, Friday.
Still going on. But I sit up there.
Oh, Stacy sick? Work from home day, dog.
I sit up there and I look downtown Sacramento, downtown San Francisco. I see all them cranes in the sky. Shout out Solange. You think they just going to let you? Yeah, it's nice that you were able to get the work done at home for a while. They got rent to pay. They got buildings to build.
Mm-hmm.
You're going back to work. It's simple as that. It's a racket, man. It's a racket. The thing that always gets me, I'm telling you, I think the thing that gets me the most, and we talked through this whole thing, it's got to be the tolls and the vehicle registration. Between those two things alone, how are we broke? How are we in debt? What, they on the sneakers app too much or something like that? How are we in debt?
It could
between
be.
Those two things, I don't know the math. Maybe I'm wrong. They could be. They're bringing in. They bring in a million a day.
I can't imagine. I can't even begin to imagine. I have no idea. I don't know the math. But
I think for a week they're probably bringing in 10 million. I'm gonna look that up.
That feels a smidge bit excessive, but I hear you.
There's a lot.
I don't even know what tolls are. I haven't driven to my sister's in a while.
I think the Golden Gate Bridge might be the only one that's 10 consistently. It might be 12. I think the Bay Bridge might
like
be
7 or 8.
6 or 7, yeah.
Okay. Then it hasn't gone up much the last
Bay Bridge might be 10
five years. It might be I don't know cuz I'm one of the dumbasses. I've rarely drive there. I only drive there to see my sister, especially since my mom lives here now. I got the thing on the window. So it just charge it. What is it when the bill comes?
Yeah. They get you too now. They get you. They got the camera.
They don't even have people there anymore. They eliminated jobs.
Yeah, there's no people.
You make even more money because you eliminated jobs with the pandemic.
Yeah, we'll just mail you that bill.
I'm I can't believe I forgot to tell you this. You know what what happened to me? And I didn't like this, and I don't like it because I see what happens. They had AI at the drive-thru, the Popeyes drive-thru.
See?
I said, come on, man. Come on. So I'm giving my order, and I don't know how they're registering my voice or whatever, but... Man, come on.
And what if the machine gets it wrong? It's like, no, I actually wanted ranch or whatever. Oh, you want butter? No, I want ranch.
Come on, man. That's the first time I experienced that. AI at the drive-thru.
So they eliminated a job.
Yeah. Every time I go to the grocery store, I try not to do self-checkout, man.
Oh, that's the thing, too. You go to, like, Taco Bell and stuff like that now. You just walk in. It's like, oh, let me type it on the little screen here. Like, they don't have people up front really anymore.
The, whatchamacallit, they open those Amazon Fresh stores, aren't those like self-checkouts and stuff?
I've never been to one. I just saw one opened in Roseville.
Mm. They got one in Elk Grove.
I'm just confused. What is it? It's a grocery store?
Yeah. And from my understanding, I don't know if it's this.
I thought Amazon and Whole Foods were linked. That's why it confused me.
Amazon getting more money.
Self-checkouts low-key on us, though. They used to be something beautiful, and then everyone's just taking their 30 things in there.
Well, yeah. I stopped doing self-checkout when they stopped hiring people. You're taking away a job. So I that's my little, that's what I try to do to make sure my people still can work. I go into the grocery store, I go to the actual counter.
That's admirable. If I got five things, I'm checking out.
That's the thing. If you got five things, that's cool. But if you got 20 things, you don't want to talk to that. That's tough. Go talk to the cashier and go have them ring you up. Stop holding up self-checkout.
Make up another 10 items or less lane.
I'm trying to get in and out, bro.
Well, that ain't on me. Well, don't look at me like that. That's not on me.
Yeah, it's not on me.
You're way behind these 40 people with like 10 carts at Whole Foods because they got to get all this. Look.
Well, there's 40 people.
I wanted
people.
Four things.
There's 40 people in line because they didn't cut five people that were supposed to
shoot.
Be at the counter.
Well, that's a shoot.
Because we got the self-checkout. No, leave that self-checkout empty. Make them pay for the electricity. And then they'll start bringing people
there
back.
There used to be like two self-checkouts. Now there's like eight.
Yeah. Well, the whole damn... That goes back again. The whole damn Amazon store, ain't that all self-checkout?
I don't know.
I think it is.
I have no idea.
I blame us for that. Everyone started using self-checkouts. Like, oh, no point for these cashiers.
We take response.
That's
accountability for us. That's
not on me and Dame coach. Specifically, because we're the five items or whatever. We're out. The people were like, oh, yeah, I got 30 items. Let me get my groceries out of here. No, go to the cashier.
Man, no one, this is TED Talk my ass. No one, there was no bigger racket during the pandemic than Amazon. Mm. Like, how much wealthier, I mean, Bezos was not poor. How much wealthier did he become in 2020 when everyone stopped leaving the house?
Probably added 100 bill.
There were people who got. So I think you are grossly underestimating that number.
More than
I think the number starts with a B, and I can't even imagine what the number is, but I don't think it's a million, any sort of a million. They got people so comfortable with ordering groceries through Amazon, which was originally free through the Amazon Prime gimmick.
I never knew that.
That when the pandemic started to wane and people started to, you know, go back to the store, so many people got comfortable ordering groceries through Amazon that they started charging like $15 to use the Whole Foods portion of Amazon in addition to your Amazon Prime app. So you got to pay an extra $15 per month to use the Amazon thing or pay a certain amount per order.
Damn.
They got over on everyone.
Man, I need to figure out something.
I want to believe. I want to believe so bad after listening to the vice president talk last night, things are going to change. Mm-hmm. I hope they do. Mm-hmm. But politics are politics. And we're always going to lose, man.
That's what it is.
We're always going to lose until we come up with that idea that you were just talking about. Because once we come up with the idea, it's what we say all of the
time.
Then
I can take advantage of people.
Rich people. Right. Exactly. who? Look, we joke. LeBron James. LeBron James is never paying for another pair of shoes again. Yeah. Not basketball shoes, not workout shoes, not walking shoes, not dress shoes, not high end dress. He's never paying for any of that stuff again. LeBron James is a billionaire. Mm-hmm. Dude never has to buy shoes again. Meanwhile, we're scanning the swoosh app trying to, well, this is, that one's 78, that one's 68. Which one? Well, let's get him this one. Nah, the rich get more.
Yeah.
The stuff they don't even need.
Crazy.
And we out here taking L's, worried about how much we're going to tip the barista.
Stressed out about it.
And I ain't talking about you know who.
No, he ain't getting no tip. He ain't getting no tip. I just pulled up something. This is very just on the fly research. 2022-2023, it made $833 million on tolls.
Give me the date again.
2022-23, $833 million dollars on tolls.
Wow, in California?
In California.
My God.
That's more than an entire Shohei contract.
That's more than a Kenny Caraway net worth. Barely. Barely, but more than Kenny's net worth.
By Michael Jackson's Masters with that.
So think about this as I do quick math. That's for $7 a car. How much money are they making on our registration?
Depends on your car.
Everybody got a car.
$200 to $600, $700.
Everybody got a car. Not everybody goes across a bridge. Like I don't remember last time I went across a bridge.
Yeah.
Come on.
And where's that
tickets,
money?
And then all that. Come on, man. Parking, the parking garages. Parking on the street. You don't need what? What? I'm going to park on J Street. You charge me $2 every 2 hours.
As this has dominated the last 30 minutes, you know what the biggest racket is that we didn't even mention? And it's Ticketmaster.
Oh, well, somebody they about to get them boys.
I pray to God because ticket prices don't even exist anymore. Ticket prices are now ticket ranges. You click on a ticket and it says official platinum. That's not the price of the ticket. Right. That's the price the promoter is charging because that's what they think you'll pay.
Right.
Wait. And that number will go down, down, down the closer it gets to the show. Because the fact of the matter is if that ticket was going to sell, it would have sold day one. Mm. Perfect example. Breezy. Mm-hmm. Chris Brown ticket sold out of the gate. His prices did not fluctuate. Perfect example of Janet Jackson at the Golden One Center. Remember, Janet was just at the venue earlier this year. This second show was going to be a tough sell. It was like 7 months later, 6 months later. Mm-hmm. As the weeks started to tick by and her show got within days, you would see $300 tickets become $150 tickets, become $99 tickets. Mm. That's when they started selling because the official platinum price for that promoter changed. Watch it. Pick any show coming up. I can give you one. Go look at Future and Metro Boomin at the Golden One Center. Two things are going to happen right now. Those prices are going to be slashed mm-hmm. or that show's going to be canceled. Mm-hmm. No in between.
Mm-hmm. Simple as that. Ticketmaster. All right.
Well, can you really open this? Like, yeah, I don't want to know if I want to bring this up. I don't know how much time it's going to take. All right, we'll be back next segment, guys.
Yeah, well, no.
It's all just off a Twitter question too.
Yeah, if this 30 minute conversation didn't make you feel great.
It's supposed to be fun and lighthearted. We all just vented for
Friday.
30 minutes.
No, well, yeah, no.
Life sucks, huh? Happy Friday.
We'll come back.
As Damien's sitting here in his $400,000 chain he's got on.
Oh, will you stop
talking about how
simple it is, man. I'm sorry. How many necklaces are you wearing?
What does that have to do with anything?
We'll come back.
Shout out to anyone who's ever sent a super chat to. Paying money to send messages. We're cooked.
Man, those are people just trying to help. You know what that is? That's the tip. That was like, he's going to help these brothers. We just don't get it. We have no clue where that money goes.
We don't even get it.
I gotta give Deuce and Mo the login. Like, Deuce, can you tell me where this money goes? Change the bank account to mine.
Can you imagine there's some guy in Philadelphia just bank account eating up all this money we're getting?
Like just, Mr. Krabs. Just count the money. One, two.
The president of digital or whatever's getting paid right now. We don't even know it.
We'll come back. Stilo and Casey on ESPN 1320. Well, after cheering everyone up for the last 30 minutes, let's just keep it moving. You brought up something a couple of days ago that we kind of tiptoed around. We talked about it briefly, not really in the context of the Sacramento Kings, but I think it was your boys over at the Hoop Collective were having a conversation about franchise players and like if you started a franchise today, how would you draft? And I think what we focused on was like Giannis and how like Vic went first, Wemby went first, and it's completely understandable. Mm-hmm. I think you said Luka went second. I can't remember who was third. Maybe Giannis was fourth.
Who was? I think
was
Shea
it Tatum? Oh, Shea. That's right. That's what Shea you said. Yeah, that's what you said.
I think somebody might have said Tatum in there. It was top 10, basically. Was.
The part of the conversation we never got to was where would De'Aaron fit in that? Hmm. Like, if the league was wiped clean and every franchise just drafted from available players, where would De'Aaron fall in terms of drafting a franchise player? And I don't know. That is a long exercise. But I feel like you're starting your franchise with this player. Mm-hmm. I feel like he's in the first half of the draft.
What you mean by first half?
Like the top 30?
The top 15?
So I think this discussion
because so Jesse's shaking it, but I want to be clear. We're talking about starting a franchise. Are you starting your franchise with Steph Curry? Are you starting your? He's 36.
Yeah, you're not. But I don't. I think this conversation is twofold. I think a lot of people, us included, here in Sacramento, who watch him on a daily basis, cover this team. I think you're right. I think nationally, I don't think he's in the top 20.
Yeah, I was thinking maybe like around 30.
Which, to be perfectly clear, I disagree with. So, but I just so listening to these people talk, like I don't think they pick him in the top 20.
So you think people are taking a 39-year-old LeBron James before De'Aaron Fox?
No, but there's younger guys that
you're taking. Wemby, you're taking Paolo, probably Chet, guys like that over Fox.
I think they'd have, and those are the obvious ones, right? But I think they would take Donovan Mitchell over De'Aaron Fox. I think they would take Tyrese Halliburton.
Well, Tyrese probably four. Probably before Giannis.
They might. No,
definitely before Giannis.
Or it's like maybe they take Brunson too. Like,
yeah,
that's kind of
something like Brunson.
Would you? Let's stick with that one for a second. Would you take Brunson over De'Aaron Fox right now?
I wouldn't, but I'm biased.
I don't think I would, Brunson, but I don't think that's biased.
I would go Fox. I would
but
go Fox.
Fox doesn't suck.
He didn't got to suck. He ain't got to suck. Brunson was fantastic. Like, who had a better year last year, Brunson or Fox?
Okay. Go ahead.
The only thing keeping Fox out of these conversations is wins.
That's it.
Fox did everything Brunson did the playoffs before.
Did Jalen have a better year than De'Aaron Fox or a better run in the playoffs? It's the biggest state. That's not being critical of Jalen. Jalen is the man.
Well, I think Jalen, he didn't score as much. Like when you talk about top points per game or something season. Like that.
Was Jalen an all-star?
I can't remember. So I can look that up.
I'll look.
But, I mean, De'Aaron Fox, well, like I said, we watch him. We pay attention. We love him here, so we know. But Fox, top 10 scorer in the league, points per game.
He was.
He defends. He plays both ends of the floor. I'm looking at it right now. Jalen, oh, man, I didn't realize he was this high. Jalen Brunson was fourth in the league in scoring.
Yeah, 28.7.
So Fox is 26.6. I didn't realize he was that high. But
do you have the stats?
Yeah, I got.
Do you have his free throw, De'Aaron's free throw percentage in front of you?
Free throw percentage, De'Aaron Fox, 73.8.
Yeah, it was a 2-point difference. Jalen was 84. Mm-hmm.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, I mean, but
there's your 2 points.
But even if somebody would take Jalen, like that's fine. Fox should still be in like that top 15 range.
Would you take Kyrie?
No, not.
I wouldn't either.
It's like a Steph Curry thing. Like, at this point in his
career. Kawhi Leonard.
No.
I mean, I'm thinking of all the top players in the league.
Are we taking Joel Embiid?
That's a good question. Would you start your franchise today with Joel Embiid?
I wouldn't. But I'll tell you this, like, and this is where the difference between us and the national media or just national basketball watchers. I think people would take Tyrese Maxey over De'Aaron Fox.
I wouldn't take Maxey over Fox, but I'd go Embiid over Fox, even still with the injuries and stuff like that.
I think there's people who would take, and I know you're not going to like this one, and I agree with you. I think there's people who would take Jamal Murray over Fox.
Yeah, I don't think that's
trash. That wouldn't be disgusting.
That's absolute trash. Jamal Murray's not better than De'Aaron Fox.
I don't think so either. I think people be like really tripping with this stuff. Like I'm going down these lanes right now. I think people would take Sengun over Fox.
That's ridiculous.
Do you take
absolutely.
But do you guys think I'm wrong in this assessment? Like about people nationally?
If you're letting the Riders draft, I think. I think if it was like maybe like coaches and GMs, I think you still get Fox and stuff like that over like Sengun.
Top 20.
I'm trying to go through the list like off the top of my head right here. I'm like standing stuff like that. Should I say, like I said, top of my head, like he's top 30, I think.
So again, the context of the question is so important. Are you taking Dame Lillard? Dame, no. We just did this yesterday. Dame is about to turn 34.
34. Yeah, I know. I don't know. It depends because it's just.
34 isn't.
I'm not, but there's a combination of enough disrespect towards De'Aaron Fox. Enough ignorance towards his production and what he does, and middle to young players that I think they would take 20 people over De'Aaron Fox. And my thought is, what does Fox have to do? Does he have to, like, I mean, I don't know, but I
think
it's more than just winning and getting
he's
to gotta the
playoffs. He's got to win in the postseason.
He got to win a series.
He's got to kill. Yeah, he's got to do.
He's got to do
what Jalen did.
It's got to be consistent too, though, because as of right now,
no, it like, doesn't.
Jalen
didn't. You do it once.
Well, Jalen was good with Dallas, right? Because Jalen kind of like they were waiting for Jalen, like Dallas. They messed up letting Jalen go or whatever. I feel like Jalen kind of had that hype behind him.
Yeah, that's true.
Jalen's not done that. Like, he's played well before in the playoffs and all that. I think with Fox, it's just, like, he had the one playoff appearance and all that. He did fine, but I think for everyone else to, like, acknowledge, like, that he's one of those guys, like, he has to consistently win. That's what
Lil
the other
Moto's asking if people would take Ja over Fox. Yeah, they'd absolutely take Ja over Fox.
Absolutely, they would. And I looked at, like, the comparison of those two guys.
Ja and De'Aaron?
Yeah, it's pretty close.
What about LaMelo? Sal in the chat asked. What about LaMelo? You think they'd take LaMelo over Fox?
I'd say no only because LaMelo comes off unserious. If LaMelo was like a little bit more, the team didn't even have to be that good, but if he was a little more buttoned up with being able to play and looking or behaving more like a professional, I think they'd take LaMelo. They be hating on Fox so crazy.
Mm-hmm.
They be hating on that man so crazy.
Yeah.
This guy, I'm looking at it here. What was he? Him and I think it was Trae Young. I don't even know.
It's just me because I'm a hater. There's no chance I'm taking Trae Young over De'Aaron Fox.
I'm not either. I'm not either. But I think it was.
I don't believe you.
No, I'm not. Trae Young, my boy. Trae Young, my boy. You found that one out this morning. That was funny. Trae Young, I like Trae Young. But I think De'Aaron was the only person in the top 20 in scoring that didn't make All NBA.
Zion or All-Star. Was it All-NBA or
no,
All-Star?
No, it might have been All-Star.
Yeah, I think it was All-Star.
Because did Kyrie make the All-Star team?
I believe so.
I just went over, skimmed over, like teams and all that. I counted 15. I'd take over Fox right now. And that's like, for sure.
Now,
I'd take over Fox.
And that's fair. Now, think about...
Kyrie didn't make the All-Star team.
Think about the...
last year.
Coffee boys and baristas, how many numbers? What do you think their number is?
Why do they even get to do this? Why do they get to participate in this?
If it's the coffee boys and the baristas, because I didn't throw in the Brunsons. Like the Brunsons and the Jalen Browns, I feel like there's arguments for that. I didn't throw them. Like I threw
coffee
them the
boy,
Wendy's and all that. I got to 15.
Coffee boy would take Derek White.
He might.
Over De'Aaron Fox. No shade.
Might.
That's what he would do.
Yeah,
I'm going to start my franchise with Derek White.
So I think about this, and I know how these people work, and I guess... So if he wins and has the same numbers, is that good enough? Or does he have to win and get to 28, 29 a night?
No, I think he's fine with the 26.6. Like, he's already there. He has everything that Brunson has it all. He has it all. It's just he doesn't have the wins.
The 26 in the regular season might have to go to 28 in the postseason, and because that's what happened with Jalen, right? Like, his numbers went up in the postseason. And,
like, I think Fox did that first playoff round against the Warriors, too.
That's right.
He elevated. Yeah. Like, he's done it all. It's just literally he just needs to win, whether it's fair or not.
He needs to win. No one else. Not the Kings. Kings don't need to win. He has to do it all by himself.
Well, it's just that's how the game works.
Because no one cared that Luka's team was ass for years.
I'm looking. This isn't an...
And missed the playoffs, 2 years ago? Facts. No one cared.
Facts. No,
in life, some days are good, and some could be better. The same is true for recovery. Both take work. Both take adjustments. Finding your path is a key part of your journey. And then it's all about walking it every day. Embrace the good days, the not-so-good days, and the challenges. And acknowledge how you overcame them. Be open to every part of the journey and welcome it. It's unique and it's all part of you. Find the path to recovery that works for you. Learn more at cdc.gov/stopoverdose.
Trying to figure out what to eat for dinner yet again? With Norsides and bouillon as your not-so-secret ingredient, you can skip the drive-thru and do dinner at home. Nor Taste Combos provide a menu of delicious, affordable, and well-balanced meals that you can prepare in 30 minutes or less. Visit Nor.com to get quick and easy recipe ideas for your home-cooked weeknight dinners. It's not fast food, but it's so good.
It's the most anticipated WNBA season in history.
And you know what that means.
Court is back in session.
Welcome to Queens of the Court, an Odyssey original podcast.
I'm your girl, Cheryl Swoop.
And I'm Jordan Robinson. All WNBA season long, we'll be bringing you interviews with star athletes, analysis on your favorite teams,
and lots of hot takes.
Order, order in the court.
Follow and listen to Queens of the Court on the free Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.